Welcome to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success. Welcome to the CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. I am your host, John Durante, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you today Michael Ussino, who was here for episode 60. Now, in episode 60, we spoke specifically about Temple University. Michael is the Assistant Dean, Admissions, Enrollment Management, and Student Recruitment in the College of Public Health at Temple University. And we also have another special guest with us today, Emily Varespi, who's an actual nursing student, a current junior at Temple University, as this episode is specific to students interested in becoming nursing students. So welcome, Emily and Michael. I'm so glad to have you. The format is going to be that we're going to start with Michael and then turn to Emily. So Michael, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, John. So good to be here again. Thank you so much for having me back.
It is our honor and pleasure. Thank you so much, Michael. So let me start by asking you to give us an overview of your nursing program and any other aspects you want to share with our listeners.
Absolutely. So the Temple University Nursing Program is a Bachelor of Science in Nursing program that is direct entry and it is cohorted. So what do those two things mean? So students will apply to our nursing program directly out of high school. And if they are admitted to the program, they start the nursing program day one of their freshman year. This also means that our students move together as a cohort, as a group through their 4 years together, which facilitates, I think, some really fantastic clinical education and some really, really dynamic experiences as the students really become a very tight-knit family over the course of their 4 years. I'll also add that the Temple University Nursing Program, as a part of Temple, has access to Temple University Health System. So Temple has a very large, robust, and dynamic health system throughout Philadelphia and the Philadelphia region that students will have access to for clinical experiences, for volunteering, and certainly for future employment. So being attached and affiliated with a large research hospital, a teaching hospital that also has a medical school is really, really a fantastic opportunity for students interested in studying healthcare in a large urban setting. The final thing I'll add is our nursing program is very unique in so much as it's situated within a college of public health. As students are looking around for nursing programs, one of the things that they might find is that nursing programs tend to be very isolated. They tend to exist on an island. You know, it's just a school of nursing at a university. In our program, our students are interdisciplinary, so they are housed in a larger college of public health. We think that gives our students an advantage because not only are they getting fantastic clinical education, but they're also looking at nursing as a profession as part of a larger system of improving health, healthcare, and wellness. So our students are going to be plugged in not just with other nursing students, but they're going to be in courses with future social workers, with future speech pathologists, with future physical therapists, with future exercise sports scientists. And we think this really gives students a leg up as they're preparing to enter the nursing field, because they are going to be working with a lot of different professionals throughout a healthcare system to improve the wellness of their patients.
Well, we really appreciate that, Mike, particularly that it's a direct entry program out of high school and that the students work within a cohort. As we know, when you're in a cohort, you sink or swim together. Everyone works together to lift each other and to get everyone through. So that's amazing, particularly in a program like nursing, as we know, it's very competitive. It's a very difficult program. So being in a cohort offers so many benefits. And Mike, what are the most important factors that you consider when reviewing applications for your nursing program? And how do you evaluate a candidate's potential for success?
Absolutely. So the first thing I want to say about our admissions process and advice for students navigating this process is to just know that nursing in general, whether it's a Temple or another institution, tends to be a very highly competitive program for admission. So for example, at Temple University, we receive about 2,000 or so applications for every fall semester, and we have 110 spots for the nursing program at Temple. We are very often asked, why is the program so small when the demand for nurses is so large? When it comes to nursing, clinical education is everything. And there's only so many clinical placements in hospitals and in healthcare settings that are available to plug in a nursing student. So 110 is our ideal size to be able to promise every student a really robust and full clinical education over the course of their 4 years. That said, as we were going through these 2,000 applications to choose our 110 student cohort, one of the biggest factors that we're looking at, of course, is the high school transcript. We are of the mind, particularly for an intensive clinical science field like nursing, that past success in science coursework and coursework in general is the best predictor of future success in our courses. So the first thing we're going to take a look at is that GPA at the end of grade 11, looking at the grade trends as well, 9 and 10, to make sure there's consistent success in those courses. Once we see that the overall GPA is there, we're going to dive a little bit more deeply into the science coursework. So we are going to look for high B's and A's in courses like biology and chemistry and physiology. So these are all going to be probably the bulk of our admissions decision is going to be based on academic success in general and academic success in the science coursework. We're also going to be taking a look at a student's understanding of what nursing is as a profession. So our application process will ask students to tell us why they want to become nurses. And so when we read these essays, they can become very important for us as we're trying to, again, craft a 110 student class out of 2,000 applicants, where we're trying to pick students that have an understanding of what this is. You know, so if we are reading essays and it's clear to us that maybe a student doesn't really understand what being a nurse is, maybe they don't understand what that career looks like, maybe they don't understand just how scientific and science-based a curriculum like nursing is, these are all things that might tell us it might not be the best fit. Alternatively, if a student has an essay that tells us about unique experiences they've had, whether they've had their own health or healthcare issues, whether they've had family members that had health issues, whether they've had to be caretakers themselves, whether they have family that are nurses, all of these things will tell us that a student has a good understanding of what this career path entails. We're also just looking for well-rounded students. Certainly our students are going to be Temple nursing students, but the key there is they're going to be Temple students first. And so we also want to make sure that they're going to have the ability to thrive in classrooms outside of the nursing program. So in their English and music and arts and languages, but also that there are human beings as well. So we also want to take a look at those extracurriculars. We want to take a look at volunteering they do outside of nursing to make sure that they're well-rounded. I think one of the things you might hear from people that are in the profession, nurses that are actively practicing, is that having that life outside of nursing is going to be really key to a individual's own mental health. And so we're also looking for that as well. We're looking for a well-rounded person that will thrive at Temple, certainly, but also in Temple nursing.
Well, that's another great overview. I didn't know that you get 2,000 applications for 110 spots, and I appreciate how you explained that it's based on the clinical placements, as clinical placements are a huge part of any nursing program. And I also like how you explained that past success, obviously in things like science and, of course, an overall GPA, that past success is a good indicator in terms of how they're going to do once they're on your campus. Now, you touched upon it, Michael, but I was curious, how much weight does previous healthcare experience, such as an internship or working in a doctor's office, carry in your admissions decision?
That's a great question, John. And it really depends on what the other aspects of the application look like. It is a very hands-on, close-up application review process where we're really looking at each of these students' applications individually to craft this class of 110 nursing students. And so if a student has the 4.0, they've got all the AP sciences, they have all the great recommendations, a perfectly crafted essay, and then we get to a resume and it looks like, yes, they have volunteered in a doctor's office, or they were working as an orderly in a hospital or something like that. It's just icing on the cake. We were probably already going to admit that student. That's just icing on the cake. Now, if a student has maybe had some challenges academically, maybe they had a bad 9th and 10th grade, but they really turned it around in grade 11, and we were kind of on the fence about the student in terms of their GPA and science grades, well, maybe that healthcare experience makes the difference. It pushes the student over the edge because we are confident in being able to say that student knows what this job is. They know what this profession is. So let's give them that chance. So it really depends on a holistic review of the application, trying to piece together all the parts to make a cohesive singular decision.
Hey, podcast friends, if you've been enjoying the College Admissions Process podcast, I'm excited to share my new book, Straight from the Admissions Office, Insider Strategies for College Applications. It's packed with insights and tips from over 250 podcast episodes with admissions professionals designed to make the college process less overwhelming. Whether you're a student, parent, or college counselor, it's a valuable resource for navigating the admissions process. By grabbing a copy, you're also helping to support the podcast. The links are in the show notes. Thank you, and best wishes to all with the college admissions process. Well, it's certainly not going to hurt you, students. So if you can get that internship, whether it be in a doctor's office or a hospital, certainly something that could only help you in terms of these very competitive nursing programs. So, of course, we appreciate that. And Mike, what other advice would you give to an aspiring nursing student who is preparing to apply for college?
So my advice is going to be to really hone in on organizing that search. So applying to college is a complicated process, no matter what major you're going to pursue. A big reason why you're doing this amazing work with the College Admissions Process podcast to help kind of peel back the curtain on these processes. But when we add on applying to highly selective programs like nursing, it can just even more complicate the process for students and families. And so my advice would be to really start this search as early as sophomore, maybe junior year, to get a handle on what programs make the most sense for a student to apply to, and to really understand these programs' admissions processes. I'll give you one example of what I mean that might be unique to Temple. Students can apply to our nursing program, but they could be denied from the nursing program, but still accepted to Temple University. And so what happens in those cases is they're going to be defaulted to undeclared within the College of Public Health. So that means that the student is still strong academically. They were strong enough to get admitted to Temple in the first place, but maybe they're just not a right fit right now for nursing based on any number of aspects of their application. So ask, being able to understand that's how Temple does the process, so that I understand what I need to look for and read in the mail when I get my decision letter. Those are examples of just keeping that search highly organized, understanding that every nursing program's admissions process is going to be a little bit different. The other thing I'll say is that while all nursing programs tend to be selective, nursing, it is going to behoove the student to really organize their search in so much as looking at programs where their academics do line up, where their academics might be a little bit of a reach to get accepted to where they're applying, or academics where they know they've got it, they know they'd probably get a seat. And so that can, having that level of organization is just going to, I think, keep the student the least amount of anxious as possible throughout a very complicated process. That's where I will always encourage students and parents to reach out to us early and often to understand our nursing program, understand our nursing process. The last piece of advice I might offer to a student is simply to really, if a student decides that they think they want to apply to a nursing program, they think they want to do nursing as a major, if they haven't done so already, to do what you were talking about, John, those internships, those working in a doctor's office, that volunteering in a hospital system or healthcare system, to make sure, one, that this is what they want to do. Yes, it's going to look great on the application, of course, but when we talk about 2,000 students applying and only 110 students accepting that seat, the last thing we want is for a student who's maybe only on the fence about doing nursing to take up one of those seats from a student who maybe otherwise would have really loved and knew that this is what they wanted to do for their whole life. So really being sure that this is what they want to do. Now, of course, 15, 16, 17, 18 year olds, we're not going to hold you to a career choice that you make for the next 50 years, but just being really intentional about, I think I want to do this. Let me really, really decide if I want to do this before I submit those applications.
Well, that's a great piece of advice. I want to repeat it again because it's so important. Yes, doing an internship in a hospital, a doctor's office, it helps with your overall application. But Michael pointed out something that frankly is even more important, and that is when you do your internship, students, you'll get a real feel for whether or not this is in fact what you want to pursue as a career. And if you do an internship, and by the way, you decide you don't want to pursue that career, that's fine. It's better to find out in high school as opposed to when you're in your third year of college after spending so much money and spending so much time in a program, only to find out that it's not for you. So those are great pieces of advice. And Michael, you know that I always put the Office of Undergraduate Admissions in the show notes. If there's anything else you want to include specific to your nursing program or anything else, obviously send it to me. And of course, we'll make it available to students and their parents. So Michael, thank you so much for your answers. We appreciate it. And now I want to turn over to Emily. Again, Emily Varespi, who's a nursing student, a current junior at Temple University. So welcome, Emily. I'm so excited to have you. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
It is my honor and pleasure. So Emily, let me start by simply asking you, can you share what inspired you to pursue a nursing degree? And how did you decide on Temple University?
Yeah, of course. So throughout like my early education, grade school, all that, I always knew I wanted to pursue a career in the medical field. I went all around like trying to figure out what I wanted to do, but after a volunteer experience at a nursing home, I figured out that nursing was probably the best for me. At the nursing home, you could see how big of an impact the nurses had on the residents, and they all had special connections from working with the residents on a regular basis, and I could see myself doing that in the future. I think nursing is so different from medicine because a big part of nursing is the comfort care and patient connections that you make. And as a nurse, you're with the patient more than any other healthcare provider, so it's easy to form connections. And these connections are so important to a healthy recovery. So once I decided I wanted to pursue a nursing degree, I started looking into schools around me that offered nursing programs. Temple stood out to me right away for many reasons. For starters, I wanted a college in the city, and Temple is the perfect school for that as it's right in the heart of Philadelphia on Broad Street. A quick subway ride drops you off at City Hall to go shopping or get dinner. In addition, Temple has a direct entry nursing program, which Mike did touch on, which means that you're accepted in a nursing program when you are admitted into the school. Many school other nursing schools, they have pre-nursing programs, which require you to apply to be a nursing major after your sophomore year of college. So you still have to go through a second application, sort of stress halfway through college, not even knowing if you're going to be accepted as a nursing major. So the stress of that being alleviated, just knowing going right in, I'm as a nursing major, was a really big game changer for me. And in addition, Temple's campus was another thing that made it my top choice for the schools, as it provides a sense of a city but still a college campus. When on campus, it's sometimes easy to forget that you're in the city due to like the hustle bustle of the students and the faculty, but some areas of the city of the campus are also like city, which I really like. So Temple ended up being the best choice for me once I was admitted as a nursing major.
Well, that's terrific. I love how you talked about the fact that you did an internship at a nursing home. You loved it so much because of the connections you had with your patients. So right there, you knew firsthand that it's definitely something that you wanted to pursue. Why Temple? First of all, you know, in your search, you realized that you, in fact, wanted to be in a city, but not only at a school within a city, but a school within a city that actually has a campus such as Temple University. So that's great insight. And of course, all the programs and opportunities that they offer you on their campus and beyond. So that's awesome, Emily. And what was your experience like preparing for the nursing program while you were in high school? And were there any classes or extracurricular activities that you found particularly helpful within your own high school?
Yeah. So in high school, I really figured out I wanted to do nursing sort of beginning of like end of my freshman year, beginning of my sophomore year. So like Mike said, I sort of started my search pretty early, especially because this was sort of the beginning of COVID, where I was like, I should probably start touring these schools now because we didn't really know what was going to happen. So I really did start my search early. But when it comes to classes, I did take a lot of science-based electives to help prepare for the rigor of nursing classes. So some of the classes I took were anatomy and physiology, AP biology, AP statistics, chemistry, and physics. And all of these classes gave me a great foundation of the material I learned in my college level classes, and especially helped me out when taking that next level up. I know AP biology helped me so much, where I had to take the second level of biology going in, and it was just a breeze for me because it was basically the same class repeated. In addition, club-wise, I was a part of the Science National Honor Society, which was a great experience to get connected with like the medical and nursing field. A cool experience we had a meeting one time where we practiced suturing on bananas. So it was like a cool way to just like practice medical skills. Like, you don't really do that as nursing, but it was just sort of a fun way to see like the vast array of like what medicine and nursing and all of that is. And then we also learned how to do like blood pressure, read like the stethoscope, all that kind of stuff. And like the volunteering too, and just being with nurses and seeing how they work in the million different places nurses can work in, I really found helpful when coming into college as a nursing major.
Very good. Well, obviously very important if you're going to go into nursing or any medical profession to take as many science courses as you can, not only the general sciences, but of course the advanced sciences, as you mentioned, anatomy and physiology, AP bio and everything else. And of course you were a member of the Science National Honor Society, which of course can only help your overall application. So Emily, how did you go about researching nursing programs and determining which schools would be a good fit for you?
Yeah, so the biggest thing in there in my search, my mom told me through the search, she's like, you have a 2-hour radius, pick where you want to go in there. So from there, I sort of looked at my list, started looking at the nursing programs around me and sort of narrowed it down to that I thought the schools that would be best fit for me. So I was looking at a lot of schools in the area, but really did cut out the ones that weren't direct entry because I knew right away I wanted to just go into college and start with my nursing classes right away. I didn't want to have any more stress of worrying about actually having to apply for nursing later and having to change my major if I don't get in. So that was one of the big things that narrowed my search down. And there are a lot of schools that offer it in the area. But another thing that even narrowed my search down more was I wanted a smaller program. And Temple definitely is, it's not a large program, but it's also not a small super small program where I felt like in the nursing class I'd be in, I would still be able to make all personal connections with my professors where they'd know me on a first name basis and where I would pretty much have a familiar face with every single person in my class due to being 100 kids. I went to a high school with about 100 kids in my grade, so it was very similar transition. So even though Temple's a large university with almost 40,000 students, having 100 kids makes it feel like a small school and like a really big school, which really helped narrow my search. So those two things really stood out to me, and Temple just had the best fit for those two major things I considered.
And I would imagine also being a part of that cohort, you guys must be like a family. And like I said earlier, I'm sure that you're helping each other through some tough times, right? Because nursing is not all fun and games. It's a difficult program. So it's important to have that comfort, that family. But I also appreciate how you talked about your own search. You recognized early that you wanted a smaller, not small, but smaller program. And I'm laughing because you said you wanted to be within 2 hours of home. And that's exactly what both my daughters decided after my wife influenced them a little bit, but that's a whole separate story. But also you were very mindful of wanting to apply direct entry programs. So these are all things that students should really consider. Do you want smaller? Do you want larger? Do you want to be in a city, a suburb, a rural area? All of these things, there's no one answer, and it is different for every student, but it's important to take all of these things and more into consideration. So Emily, what was the application process like for the nursing program at Temple University? And were there any particular challenges or surprises that you could share with us?
Yeah, so the application process for the nursing program for Temple is very similar to the other majors with some brief additional supplemental essays, which I'll mention on. But the application is through the Common App, so it's very similar to other schools, which makes it a lot easier that you don't have to do a whole new application. But specific for nursing, there is a question on there, a supplemental, just why nursing? Very simple, just why do you want to be a nursing major? And that sort of is where you can sort of dig deep onto like realizing why you want to do what you want to do. I remember in mine, I sort of, like I mentioned a couple times already, I wrote about my volunteer experience and how that really opened my eyes to seeing nursing as, oh, not just like a hospital job, like nurses running around, like they see them on TVs just doing all the mundane work, but really how they make connections and really like become a light in patients' lives, where patients are excited when their nurses come in just to tell them about the new coloring page they did or something silly like that, where it's not just all about the medicine, the diagnoses, all that kind of stuff. So writing about something like a big meaningful thing that really pushed you towards nursing really is important. And in addition, this really wasn't a requirement on the application, but all the schools I applied to, I reached out to the admission counselors for the specific college. So I reached out to the admission counselors for the College of Public Health at Temple and sort of just asked them a list of questions of things that maybe I was confused on or just wanted to learn more about. And this also just shows your interest to the people that could be reading your application. So those were the two biggest things. Like the supplemental essays are extremely important, and there are things that sort of are different than regular applications that the admissions counselors are really going to look at and sort of narrow down and see like, oh, are they going to be a good fit in our program? And also just reaching out, like showing interest for a lot of schools, like really plays a big role. Like just seeing that you really want to come to the school, you really want to be a part of like a program and a community and that kind of stuff, I think is really important.
Well, I really appreciate how you explained that you reached out to the admissions counselors. I'm sure you weren't asking questions that were easily found on their website, but you were doing it to show your interest so that you could learn more about the school, which of course is going to help you narrow your search. But you also mentioned the supplemental. And when you do your research about a particular school, and in the case of Temple, where the question is, why nursing at Temple? Having done all your research is only going to help you create a better supplemental answer, which I would imagine is only going to help admissions representatives recognize that, in fact, you did your homework, you did your research, you understand what they have to offer, you see yourself there, and you're able to explain that why. So those are great answers, Emily. We really appreciate that. And what else do you think set you apart as a strong candidate for the nursing program at Temple University?
Yeah, so I think Mike touched on it earlier where he mentioned well-roundedness as a big thing. And I can say that I think I was pretty well-rounded in high school. I mean, I took a lot of the science-based classes, but I also was a part of like band and orchestra on like a piano scholarship. I like played lacrosse in the spring on the lacrosse team and like held consistent jobs, even if it was like babysitting, that kind of stuff, where I took that time to do it on the weekend. And I was really able to juggle all of the sports, the activities, the working, and make like a nice schedule where I would get everything done on time. I felt like I was getting all my work done and helping other people. And it really made me prepared to come to college and juggle having classes and a social life and doing clubs and sports, all of that kind of stuff. So I think that's especially important for nursing school because what I really wasn't like, I guess I didn't really know as much about coming in about nursing school was how different your schedule is going to be from other students. So this was sort of a reality thing I had this year was when scheduling my classes, you have to block off certain days for clinicals because clinicals are up to 12 hours. So you have a whole day where you're just in the hospital getting hand-on-hand experience and learning through other nurses. But on those days, you're really not going to have time to do schoolwork or go to your job or do much social activities. And you're really going to have to use the rest of your week to sort of separate all your other activities and schoolwork and classes and sort of be really organized and on top of things. So I think being well-rounded in high school and being able to juggle a ton of different things and just having that organization and that drive really helps you to be able to handle the 12-hour shifts where a whole day of your week is just focused on the hospital and clustering your classes sort of close together when you only have a couple days to schedule your other classes. So I think my well-roundedness really set me apart because I think that just helps them know that I might have a higher chance of success in the nursing program. So I think well-roundedness definitely is very important.
Well, you're definitely well-rounded and certainly very organized. You played music, lacrosse, you interned at a nursing home all while in high school, which is truly amazing. So what other advice would you give to high school students who are considering a nursing career and are preparing to apply to nursing programs?
Yeah. So like I mentioned earlier, I think one of the biggest things that helped me was talking to the admission counselors. So reaching out to someone like Mike Ucino, just emailing him, being, I'm interested in Temple's nursing program. What can you tell me about it that I can't find online? Something like that. Like, what's the inside scoop? They help a lot of your questions and then also steer your interest. You might find yourself into a school you never thought you'd be in. And then I guess another taking science-based classes, take that anatomy class, like see if it's really something you like, something that's not going to gross you out when you're doing a dissection in high school anatomy and are about to pass out. You might realize that maybe nursing isn't the best for you. But another thing that really helped was just taking AP classes and trying your best to earn credit for it. It really helps if, and Temple's very good with taking AP credits. I got a lot of credits transferred, so it really helped free up my schedule, where a lot of my gen eds were covered by my AP classes, where I could sort of space out my classes more and have a better balance and sort of get ahead on some of my other classes to lighten my load for my higher like level classes. And lastly, just the volunteering and get experience and see if it's really what you want to do. Like try to get into like a healthcare setting anywhere, even in a with certain, if you want to go at a nursing home or in a preschool, somewhere where you're interacting with kids or adults on a different level, and seeing if that's the type of thing you want to do.
Well, Emily, those are tremendous insights. And I'm so excited because this is the first time that we have not only a college admissions representative, but a current student. Of course, in this case, it's a nursing student. Your insight, your advice has been tremendous. And I'm really happy because I know it's going to help a lot of students and their parents as they navigate through this process, particularly if they're looking at the very competitive nursing program. So Emily, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And Mike, I'm going to come back to you. This has been a phenomenal conversation. Before I get to my last question for you, Michael, I'd like to ask, is there a question that I didn't ask you or Emily that you wish I had? Or is there any other topic that I didn't bring up that you'd like to share with us now?
Yeah, I think for us at Temple, the big thing is just going to be making sure before you submit those applications to nursing programs that you have a really good handle on how that college's or how that university's admissions process works specifically for nursing. So for example, I mentioned before that at Temple, it is possible to get into Temple, but not to get into nursing. One of the things that maybe might make one of the toughest parts of my job in the College of Public Health is when I get an email from a student who's so thrilled, they say, I've been accepted to the nursing program, I'm so excited. And I have to go back into the record and say, oh, you weren't actually accepted to nursing, you were accepted to Temple, but you didn't realize that that was a potential outcome. You didn't necessarily read that admissions decision letter close enough. And so just before you get those applications and really just understanding what are all the possible outcomes of an application to the nursing program at the specific college and university? What specifically are they looking for? How many seats do they have available relative to the number of applications they get? And just really having a good handle on what the individual schools and colleges that you're applying to do with nursing applications. So that might be the one thing I'll say, is that every nursing program is different. And I think a lot of students enter their nursing school search assuming that it's all apples to apples across all the programs they're applying to. But every program has a different admissions process, which again is why I think we're so happy to have you have Temple come back to talk about specifically our nursing program so that we can continue to get the word out about how different and unique nursing admissions can be from school to school.
Well, that's great advice. It's definitely different from school to school. And like Emily said earlier, don't be afraid to reach out to someone like Michael who's in admissions. Your own research will only help you narrow down your search and determine whether or not a school is in fact the right fit for you. So Michael, Emily, again, this has been an amazing conversation. It leads me to the last question for Michael, which is, what are your top three pieces of advice you would provide a student and their parents getting ready to apply as a nursing major?
Absolutely. Ready to go. So number one, identifying or recognizing that there are different pathways to becoming a nurse. So I think one of the things that is tough in our day-to-day work in the College of Public Health Office of Admissions with nursing is when we sit down with a student and family and we do explain that we get 2,000 applications for 110 spots. And for some students, I can kind of feel an immediate weight come on their shoulders or a cloud come over the room because they think it's going to be impossible to get in. It's not necessarily impossible to get in. When it comes to getting your BSN, getting that Bachelor of Science in Nursing, for most students, it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And so at Temple, yes, we have a direct entry program. We're admitting 110 students out of high school that will move through our program together. But maybe you don't have the grades out of high school, in which case maybe a program that has a pre-nursing freshman sophomore year and then you can apply junior senior year is the best fit for you. Maybe if you're not 100% sure if nursing's for you or you want to have a slower start to nursing, maybe it's a matter of doing a different bachelor's degree and then doing a 12-month or 18-month accelerated nursing program after you get your bachelor's degree. There's just so many pathways to becoming a nurse, and our country needs many more nurses than we have. So just not being easily discouraged in this process. Again, for most students, it's not if you can become a nurse, it's when you become a nurse, and just understanding all the different pathways to getting that BSN. The second piece of advice, so number two, just like in buying a house, searching for a nursing program, it should be location, location, location. And so what I mean by that is studying nursing at Temple University, which is in a major urban center, the second largest city on the East Coast, studying nursing in a city like Philly is going to be really different from, say, studying nursing in a suburban institution or in a rural community. When you're doing your clinicals, when you're plugged into the hospitals, when you're talking about the most common issues facing health and wellness in your given community, the issues facing the residents of Philadelphia and the community members of Philadelphia are very different than they would be in a rural community or in a suburban community. So we deal with things, the city of Philadelphia's healthcare system deals with different things than other locations around the country. And so getting a sense of what kind of nursing you want to do is also, I think, going to be really helpful to a student. What kinds of patients do you want to be working with? What kinds of issues do you want to help solve? Because healthcare and health is so complex. I think students need to come in knowing what it is they want to address, what problems do they want to solve, what kinds of wellness do they want to increase. So that location is everything when it comes to a nursing program. And then the last piece of advice, and I'm going to echo what Emily wrapped up with, the sage advice that our very own nursing student gave, which is ask questions. I think I mentioned this in my last podcast episode with you, John, episode 60. If people don't ask us questions, we don't have a job. So selfishly, I want students and families to reach out to me and ask as many questions as they want. But I will say for nursing students in particular, there are so many times when I'm reviewing applications for admission and I come across an application and I remember this student visiting us and having a great conversation with us and asking really good questions of us 18 months before they actually submitted that application. For some students, it helps that I got, even if it was only a half hour, that I got a half hour with them in a room to just chat and get a sense of their interests and get a sense of what they want to do. And so, not only can these meetings, whether they're via Zoom, whether they're on campus, whether they're via email or phone, not only can they just help the student understand our processes, but they can also potentially give you a head start in the application process. Because if I'm still here when you apply, it's very likely I'm going to remember meeting you, or a member of my team is going to remember meeting you when you reached out to us. And so asking those questions is going to be super important for students and families getting ready to engage this nursing admissions process.
Well, Michael, we hope that you're going to be there still for a very long time, because you and Emily today were absolutely amazing. Temple is truly lucky to have both of you, as were we on this podcast. So I can't thank you both enough. This has been phenomenal. And I'm so happy, as I know that it's going to help so many students and their parents as they navigate through the college admissions process. Michael, you mentioned that there are different nursing pathways. Consider what kind of nursing you want to actually do and ask those questions, right? It's really important to do that. Admissions reps, current students, very accessible. That's why we have podcast episodes like this. And I do hope that people that listen to this episode, hopefully it will prompt you to come up with better questions of your own, better follow-up questions, so that when you meet with Michael or another admissions rep on campus or at a college fair, you're well-equipped to continue the conversation. I want to thank you both again, and good luck to everyone with the college process.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having us again.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone. My pleasure. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The CAP, the College Admissions Process Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please don't forget to tell a friend and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. I am your host, John Durante, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of The CAP. Thank you for listening to the College Admissions Process Podcast presented by Prep Expert. Prep Expert offers live online SAT and ACT courses with the best score guarantees, instructors, and curriculum. Go to prepexpert.com to guarantee your child's success.